How do we invoke God for blessings? There isn't one solitary answer to this spiritual question, since many things are involved when it comes to invoking the power and help of the Almighty. However, there is one very interesting factor that is mentioned in the Hebrew word for bless and blessings, and it has to do with showing humbleness in the presence of the living God during our prayers. The Hebrew word for bless is the same word for kneel, down on our knees. Ironically, it's the word barak at Strong's number 1288. The Hebrew name Barakiah means kneel to Yahweh and being blessed by Yahweh. That would be Barak Yah, or the name Barakiah in our English Bible. If a person would be kneeling to somebody other than Yahweh, his name would be Barak something else, whatever he may be dedicated to, as the case may be. But that's beside the point. In Jesenius' Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon of 1846, we find the reference entry of the word Barak on page 142. I'm going to read a condensed excerpt of that definition because the entire commentary is 2 pages long, going on to page 143. We have, quote, Barak, to bend the knees, to kneel down, to invoke God, to ask for a blessing, to bless, to praise, celebrate, or adore God, to bless, used of men towards one another, to invoke blessings on anyone in the name of God, to bless one's self, to cause camels to kneel down that they may rest and drink. End of quote. So the meaning from the Hebrew word for invoke and bless is coupled with the idea of bending the knees in an act of humbleness. In conclusion, for those who are dedicated prayer warriors for the household of God, we might wish to consider spending more time in prayer on our knees than we may have thought to be necessary. May the ever-living God of our fathers, Yahweh Elohim, be with us all by and through our divine mediator and high priest, Yeshua Messiah, who in English is Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings.